Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I want to talk about being light. Going back to our childhood and understanding how that impacts us as adults. I know that when we were growing up, we wanted to be liked. We wanted everybody at school to like us. It was just natural. I don't know many people that didn't feel that way. Most of us were like, wow, I want to be liked. I want to get to know everybody. I want to make all these friends and all these contacts and be able to connect and sit next to anybody I want to at lunch and play with whoever I want to at recess and all that great stuff. And it's interesting, you know, in elementary school, how a lot of the times you got along with most people. Most people liked you. You got along. You were friends with them. But it's interesting how there was always that one or two people that just didn't like you. They didn't like you. No matter what you did, they didn't like you. No matter what you did, no matter what you said, no matter what food you brought from the house for lunch to share with other people, it didn't matter because they didn't like you. And no matter what you did, it didn't change. And you probably thought about it and thought about it and thought about it and hashed it and rehashed it and hashed it and rehashed it and thought about it. Why don't they just like me? Why can't they like me? Why don't they like me? I mean, it's me. Why can't they like me? What have I done wrong? What can I do differently? How can I change their perspective of me? And even at a young age, we thought that. At a young age, we wonder, what can I do to get this person to like me? And the interesting part about it is even then, even in elementary school, even maybe in second grade, you had all these people that you totally got along with, all these other kids at school that you got along with, the people that liked you and so forth. But that one or two people that didn't like you took up a lot of your mind share, made you think about it. Now, some of you out there might be like, hey, I'm just not like that at all. I don't even understand that. If they don't like me, I don't like them. I move on. Well, that's some really great knowledge right there, and I'm glad that you're able to come from that perspective, and I commend that. But you had to have gotten there somehow. Somehow or not, you got there to that space. Now, maybe it was a learned response. Maybe you were growing up in an environment where your parents told you that over and over again. You have value. You don't have to worry about if people don't like you. You don't have to get everybody to like you. And you might have come from a position of that. But some of us didn't. Some of us came from that position of wanting other people to like us, even if our parents taught us one way or another, wanting people to like us and then feeling bad if somebody didn't see us for who we are or misunderstood us, for that matter. Misunderstandings are really challenging. You know, to be misunderstood, we feel like we are, well, I don't know. When we're misunderstood, we feel like we're not being heard. We question our reality, and it sucks because in the process of questioning our reality, we feel like we're losing ourselves. And even as a kid, being misunderstood was challenging. Even as a kid, being misunderstood, you were just, it just didn't feel good. And I think that it's interesting, though, too, how much we think about it, how much even back then. And I have some of my friends that we've been friends since elementary school, and we talk about this, about, you know, the kid that, you know, used to, like, lock them up in a locker, or the kid that didn't like them, and the impact of that kid on them. And those are some interesting things. And we look back at that and we think about it. And even back in elementary school, most of us would pontificate on it. That one person that didn't like you. What could you do to change it? What could you do to be different? How could you get their attention? How could you get them to like you? And some of you were able to turn it around. You got that person to like you. You're able to turn the situation around. Y'all became good friends and things worked out. And some of you just could not turn that ship around. And that's challenging because you probably focused on a lot. And I know that now as adults, many of us are in the same situation. We question, we wonder, why can't that person like us? Or why don't they like us? Or why do they have issue with us? And I think that there's, you know, I think that many of us are very good people. We're very good people. We're very nice, outgoing. We care about other people. And we really want the best for other people. And I think in those situations, you don't understand, why is it that that person doesn't really like me? Why is that person, you know, putting on a false air or acting as if, you know, they're copacetic with me, but they're really not. And these are interesting questions and thoughts to be had. And so I think there's a big difference. It's something that we have to look at is, you know, are we wanting to be liked for being liked? Are the people that we really want to like us, are those the people that like us, or do we feel like the people that we really want us to like us don't like us? Is it just the fact that somebody doesn't like you, and therefore you want them to like you? You know, some people, it's like you don't really think about maybe the quality of the person. Perhaps it's just the fact that they don't like you, and then that becomes the thing that we really, really focus on hardcore about how that person doesn't like us for whatever reason that is. And that can be a very interesting stance as well. And it can also monopolize our brain, too. And so we have to really look at it honestly. If somebody doesn't like you, is this somebody that you really need in your life? That's the first thought. Is this somebody that you really need in your life? Is this someone that really matters in your life, too? If they do really matter in your life and they don't like you, why do they matter so much? What's the reason for it? Does it have anything to do with ego? Does it have anything to do with people-pleasing? Because we have to eliminate those things as well. And then we have to also look at things, too, and say, does this go back to the way that I was raised? Was I raised in an environment where I felt like I had to people please, or I had to walk on eggshells, or I had to make people happy, or whatever that looked like? What does that look like in my life? And that's a very interesting aspect as well. But also, there's a huge difference between people pleasing and being nice, just being honestly nice, being genuinely who you are. And I think that when we're genuinely us, authentically us, being very real and authentic and honest, that's a very good thing. And when you are that type of person that's very authentic and real and honest and really caring about people, it can be maybe disturbing when somebody doesn't see that about you. It can be painful when somebody doesn't see you as a person, you as an individual, you as far as that's concerned. And that can be kind of overwhelming. And I understand that very well. And it's almost like you feel like, one, they don't understand you and your plight, which they don't probably because they wouldn't feel that way. Two, I feel like you feel misunderstood because a person doesn't really see your value and you don't understand, you know, why they can't see you for who you are as a person. And that can be really off-putting as well, but also being able to take some of our energy, because some of the stuff, too, we focus on what's not working in our life and who isn't really participating in our life, and we don't really focus on who really is. And putting that energy into those relationships and really focusing on that, because that one or two relationship that you really want to work out, that you really care about, and maybe that person doesn't see that same value in you, can really monopolize your time and take away a lot of your mind share. And that can be really challenging. That can be not only overwhelming in the time kind of continuum process of what we're dealing with, but it can monopolize your time from getting done with other things that you need to do and strategically get done in your life. And those things are very important for us to analyze and acknowledge and walk through. And so being able to see that honestly, being able to honestly gauge what's going on, and also to know that this isn't an old trigger, because sometimes old triggers really, you know, they can be challenging, and old triggers die hard. Right. So it's kind of the concept of, you know, if you were hurt in the past as a child, you know, really wanting people to understand you, you feel misunderstood. Maybe there were kids that, you know, wouldn't talk to you or weren't your friends, and how that really impacted you, you know, as you were growing up. And then that fear factor of, you know, being misunderstood, or the fear factor of not having those friends or that connection, can go a long way to us going really way above what we need to go above to please other people. And I found that the more we people please, the more we try to fix everything, the more unhappy we have a tendency of being, because I've realized that we can't always please people. I've realized that we can't make someone happy. I realize that it's really, really challenging. Once somebody's made an opinion of you, it's very hard to change that opinion. And then also, if they were able to make an opinion about you that was maybe negative in nature, and it wasn't something that you've done, do you really want that person around? And what's the impact of having that person around or not having that person around? Because I find that to be interesting, too, is that if somebody was able to make a really harsh judgment about you do they really, one, do they have the facility to really understand who you are as a person, or have they even given you a chance to even put yourself out there? And I find that a lot of times judgment is judgment and judgments are made. But also we have to say, okay, was it something that I did that projected that feeling upon them? Was it something that I did that they started questioning me around that situation? And if it wasn't, okay, let's analyze that. If it was, then maybe having a chance to reach out and communicate about the situation. You might not be able to change their minds, but at least being able to put yourself out there and give your side of the story. On the other side, though, if it's a snap judgment and you were being very authentic and honest throughout those interactions, I think that that's another sign that, you know, it's time to kind of step back and analyze, is this relationship worth trying to figure out? And then when to really kind of step back and say, hey, this is really monopolizing my time or taking my time for what I really need to focus my energies on. And those, you know, that situation can be challenging to see. That challenge, that situation can be hard to recognize. That time, when it's time to step back, can be hard to really look at and analyze. But we have to be able to do that with a clear mind. We have to be able to do that trigger-free. And we want to be able to do this as a case-by-case basis, not going back to our childhood, because I know that many of us have those experiences, you know, where you had that kid that didn't like you and how that impacted you, how that really, really impacted you on a daily basis, and you thought about it. And it's like being able to see that and see our inner child, because I think part of this is our inner child as well, you know, our inner child being affected by that or feeling misunderstood. And it's not a negative thing. It's just a self-realization thing. It's a self-awareness thing that we all have to process and go through to really be successful in understanding ourselves and be successful in understanding the relationship we have with ourselves and understanding ourselves better as to how we are impacted by these various things, how we feel about these various relationships. Those types of things are very important. And it goes a long way for us understanding why we do what we do, the choices we make, and the list goes on. And so in today's show, I want to talk about that because I want to get down to the root cause of a lot of the reasons why we do things. And be able to analyze that. And I think that many of you that listen to my content, that connect with my content, that watch the video content, you know, clients, past clients, you know, just content viewers that really connect, I think you're coming from a state of being authentic. I think that you're coming from a state of being aware. I think there's also a tendency of wanting to please other people. There's a tendency of wanting to make other people happy. There's a tendency of having those tendencies. So when we have those tendencies, we have a tendency of falling more into this trap than other people, right? So if you are more committed about yourself, if you are more centered in self, if you are more narcissistic, this wouldn't even be any content that you would even bother listening to or watching, because it wouldn't impact you, because then it would be like, oh, who cares that they don't like me? It doesn't really matter. I don't care. I'm bigger, better than that. Now, whether that's the truth or not, that's to be decided. But we're talking about being authentic and real in here and being honest. When something does hurt us, we're able to talk about that. When something does impact us, we're able to discuss that. Because we're healthy and we're working to be healthier and even more personally honest than we were yesterday. So we'll be talking about people pleasing versus just being a nice person, how to really know the difference in that, because that's something that we need to know. And also kind of looking back at those childhood triggers, you know, those things that triggered us and probably still trigger us to this day as adults, to really be able to understand why we do what we do. Because it's okay to want people to like us, and it's okay to do things, you know, but it's also, we want to make sure that we are being liked by ourselves, that we're being authentic in ourselves and what's authentic by us. And that is really, really important. So stay tuned. If you haven't already, check out the website. Go to AshleyBurgess.com. I'm taking on new clients right now. You can go to the AshleyBurgess.com, click on coaching session, and you can set up a coaching session from your home or on your phone, whichever you prefer, right then and there. So Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Liberty Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I'm talking about being liked, our desire to be liked and to understand, you know, is it people-pleasing or is it just being authentic and nice? And then how to understand if we're being triggered, you know, from childhood, you know, when we wanted to be liked by everybody and then trying to be liked. And so being able to really see the difference there and be able to analyze that, because it's really important to our own sanity, to our own understanding, and to our own selves, to really dig deep into why we do things, why we make certain choices, why we choose certain things, why certain things are very important to us, and why certain things really impact us in a negative basis. And so that's really important. So I think a lot of times we have to look at, you know, the concept of people-pleasing and understanding that, because I think there's a big difference between people-pleasing and being authentically nice. I think that I think that when we people please, it stems from a belief that our value is based on the ability to be there for others, you know, to help others, and that our value is basically just there to be there for somebody else, not really for ourselves. And so we have a tendency of obsessing or thinking about how do we help that person, how can we help that. And it's great to be able to help people, but there's a difference between helping people because we just want to help and that's just who we are. And that's something that you have to kind of dig deep into, is that when we are we helping because we want to assist just for the fact of assisting, or because our value is based on helping? And that's a big difference. There's two different things here, and it's being able to analyze that. And I think it goes back to understanding, okay, am I helping because I really want to help and this is something that's like a God-given talent for me? Also, is this something that I really want to do? Also, am I helping the people that I really want to help? And these are great questions to ask, because these are the questions that we have to ask. These are the things that we need to think about. And then if we're helping somebody that seems to be really challenging, or somebody that doesn't seem to understand what we're coming to the table with or why we're helping, I mean, is there a reason to continue to help? And sometimes, too, I find that a lot of people will put their life as a responsibility on you. So their life, like, you know, like, I'm gonna, you know, you make me happy, or you make me mad, or you did this to me, or you did that to me. And that can be interesting, okay, but I think that a lot of times it goes back to what we think we're responsible for. Are you responsible for that? And then if you think you're responsible, you're going to act accordingly. Now, the problem is when we take responsibility for other people's lives as our own, we're basically allowing them, a pass. We're giving them a pass. And then on top of that, we're kind of like allowing them to do this stuff, which is not really healthy for them. It's more of an entitled way of doing things. It's also a way of thwarting responsibility of their own life. And then we're basically aiding and abetting in that thwarting of responsibility, which I find wrong, because then they're never going to really live their life for themselves. They're not going to do what they need to do to better their life. They're going to look toward you for bettering their life. I mean, it would be like paying someone's rent every single month. And, you know, they didn't make the, here's some money. Next month comes around, here's some money. And then eventually you're like, why can't they ever pay rent? Well, why would they pay rent if you're always paying for it? Just like, why would somebody take responsibility for their life and their actions if you're always taking responsibility for their life and their actions? These are big questions. And when we do that and we get involved like that, I mean, we think it might be helpful, but what we're doing is we're really taking away from their life. We're taking away from what they need to be doing in their life. We're taking away from their responsibilities. And so really think about that. Now, that can apply to anybody, friends, spouse, a family member. I mean, really look at the intentions behind things, and also look at the impact that it has on you and the impact it has on them. And really analyze that, because that's really powerful stuff. Also looking, are we trying to fall into some sort of expectations that somebody else has, or is this the expectations we've had, and understanding that we have value separate from helping others? Even though it's good and feels good, we also have our own innate value separate. So stay tuned. We have a lot more to come up. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time, you know it. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA News. News update. The White House says President Biden will be visiting the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse next week. The Navy bringing in big cranes on barges to assist workers in lifting the remains of the mangled bridge from the water. Here's Maryland Governor Democrat Wes Moore.
To see a freight that is nearly the size of the Eiffel Tower, and to see that same freight with the key bridge resting on top of it. To see shipping containers that were ripped in half as if they were paper mache.
In USA News for Your Health, the CDC reporting the first human case of swine flu in the U.S. this year. Doctors think a child in Pennsylvania caught the virus after being in contact with pigs. Occasionally, this infection can jump to humans. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Jay Fusey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about, you know, feeling as if we're responsible for others' feelings, wanting to be loved and liked by other people, and then realizing, why is it that we want to be loved and liked by everybody? What's the reason? What's the point? And sometimes there's really not an actual specific good reason for it. Sometimes it's just the fact that we want to be liked by everybody, and that's how we gauge who we are, and that's who we gauge our value from. A lot of times we feel like we're the one that has to save everybody, help everybody, you know, make everything work, solve all the issues, solve all the problems, and that's okay, but that's really not necessarily our job. And sometimes we get confused as to what our job really is. And that's something that we really need to take into consideration. Are we people-pleasing, or are we just being authentically helpful? And really understanding the difference there, because a lot of times we lose our value in other people. And it's good to help other people. One, it's good to do the right thing. Two, it's good to be authentic. Three, all those things are great, but we want to do it for the right reasons, not because we feel like we have to, not because we feel like our value is tethered to that, but because we actually enjoy that and feel like that's the right type of participation that we should have. And being able to understand that. And I think a lot of times we get bogged down people-pleasing. A lot of times we get bogged down by doing things that we think we have to do that we don't necessarily have to do. We also get bogged down by doing things across the board, even with people that we might not necessarily want to do. So really understanding who is it that we really want to connect with, what's the value of that connection as far as how do we or why do we authentically really connect with this person? Is it because we really genuinely connect with them? Because we connect with them at their value level? Because we connect at their authenticity? Because at their core? Or is there something else entirely happening here? Because I think this needs to be also thought out too, because I think sometimes we begin to question ourselves. Sometimes we don't even question ourselves enough. We go on autopilot. We want everybody to like us, but we're not really going down the right path because not necessarily is this really somebody that we want in our tribe or in our camp. You know, maybe we have very, very different values. You know, maybe we see things very differently. And being able to analyze that. And also being able to find any sort of old school triggers that we might have. Or some, you know, some blind spots that we have. Some people are very, you know, kind of addicted to that narcissistic energy, the energy that some people have where it's all about them. And you can fall into a trap trying to be friends with these people, trying to get them to like you because it's never going to be good enough, right? No matter what you do, it's never going to be good enough. They're never going to be happy with what you're doing. They're never going to be content with what you're bringing. They're always going to want more from you. And in that situation, that can be really challenging and tiring as a person to deal with. And so these are the things that we want to analyze. We want to ask, why is it that this person is that important to me that I need to win over or I need to be friends with? And then on top of that, okay, why is it? Why is just your genuine, authentic self, why is that not good enough? Okay, because I think also we have to ask ourselves those questions because sometimes we just don't see or we don't realize that that other person just doesn't see our value. And, I mean, I hate to say it that way, but really, honestly, if somebody really doesn't like you and you're being authentic and you're being honest and you're being truthful and you're being tactful and you're being genuine, you know, the reason that that person can't see your value, that's something that's you need to kind of peruse and think about. Because if someone can't see your value, do you want to necessarily be around that person? Is that the person that you necessarily want to be around? If somebody cannot see your value, do you necessarily want to be around them? And that's a great question. I mean, that to me is a very accurate question. Because if someone doesn't see your value, will they ever see your value? Now, do they see their own value? That's questionable. We don't know. Maybe they do. Maybe they don't. But also, it's like if somebody doesn't see your value, when would they ever see your value? What could you possibly do for them to see your value? And these are big questions. Because there might not be anything you could do. You could do 100 million things and they're not going to see your value until you're like literally, you know, a shell of a person. When you are literally doing everything for that person and you're still falling and coming up short. And I think that there's a lot of us out there that have been through relationships like that where, you know, in the beginning, maybe it was a different type of relationship. It seemed to be really good. You were getting a lot of attention. The person was, you know, giving you attention, there for you all the time. Some people call it love bombing, what have you. And all of a sudden, things switch, and there you are trying to give all this to this person, trying to take care of them, trying to make them happy, but they don't seem to be able to be made happy. They don't seem to be able to be happy. And so you find yourself in this conundrum where things are not changing and things are getting even more negative throughout a period of time. And you fall into this trap of giving and giving and giving, and you don't know how to stop. And throughout that process of giving and giving and giving, you begin to lose your identity. And that is challenging. And I know that many of you have been in that relationship, those types of relationships, more probably when it's a romantic relationship, but sometimes even when it's a friendship, you know, where you start to lose your identity because you keep giving to this person, trying to get them to see your value. And I don't think we really realize, I don't think we put two and two together sometimes where we're like, oh, I'm wanting them to see my value. I think it's more like, oh, I just want them to, like, give me approval. And I think that a lot of us were triggered from that as a child. You know, many of you wanted your mom's approval or your dad's approval, and maybe you felt like you kept coming up short. Maybe it seemed like it was never enough, no matter what you did. The grades weren't enough, or the sports weren't enough, or whatever it is that you were doing just wasn't enough. And so that can be really challenging. And I think that many times we try to, you know, that approval goes through our life and into our adulthood and into our lives and into our midlives. And we don't realize it, but it's such an impact that we don't want to feel that again, that we want to constantly win over people. We want to get that approval. And I think that's a big thing to think about, too, is approval. Where does approval come from? Our approval needs to come from us. Our approval needs to come from us. And how do we get our personal approval? How do we get personal approval? How does that work? How do we approve ourselves? How do we move forward with approving ourselves and not falling into confusion that other people's approval means anything besides just their opinion? And I think that that's hard sometimes, because when we wanted approval so bad because we felt like we needed that approval, especially growing up, you know, having your parents' approval is a big thing. And I know that some of you got it and some of you didn't. I know that some of you worked so hard and you still haven't gotten it. And then some of you might have gotten it, you know, when your parents were toward the end of life and you finally got it. But again, it's like that approval seeking is so important. And I think that when we're not getting it all the time, we start looking for it from other places. And then when other people don't give us the approval, it's a sad type of feeling. We start feeling sad, depressed, and we really try to work harder and harder for it. When in reality, sometimes we have to just look at ourselves and figure out, how do I gain more of my own personal approval? How do I begin to feel better about my own life? How do I begin to do that? How do I begin to approve of myself instead of letting someone else's opinion define me? And I think that I'm sure you have people in your life that approve of you. I'm sure that you have people that, you know, love you and care about you and give you praise. And I'm sure there's some people out there that don't give you the time of day. I'm sure there's some people you would like to be friends with that don't respond back, don't follow through, don't do anything that you sit there and think about. What have I done wrong? What did I do wrong? What was wrong? What was the problem? And you think about it and you pontificate about it. And until that person's going to have an actual conversation with you, if they would ever do that, that would be the only time that you could get any sort of clarity. Otherwise, you're just guessing. You have no idea. And then we're judging ourselves based on that approval or lack thereof approval. And again, the approval is interesting because I realized what approval really matters. And when I was growing up, I wanted the approval of my parents so bad. And as I got older and older, it was interesting. When I started working on my own approval and how to approve myself, that's when the approval of other people didn't really matter as much. And the funny thing about it is I realized that once I got it for myself, I didn't need it from anyone else. And so all of a sudden, it's like everybody wanted to give it to you. You know, I always find that the very interesting factor. Everybody wants to give you something once you already have it. Once you already have it, you already have a key to the castle. Everybody wants to give you their copy of their key. It's like, before you weren't letting me in, before you didn't give me the key, before you were telling me, oh, sorry, don't have it. Nope, no one here, no spare key here. But all of a sudden, eventually, oh my God, I got my own key. Now you want me to give you your guy? You know, what the heck is this about? But I mean, that's reality. You know, it's almost like, you know, when you feel self-love and unconditional self-love, other people give it to you because you're not out there yearning for it, you know, desiring it, asking for it, because you already have it. It's almost like you already got it, the key to the castle. You know, it's a done deal. So, you know, it's not like this is like the VIP area. All of a sudden, you're able to do whatever you want to do, interact and do whatever you want to do, because you already have it. And so that's where this is getting interesting, is when you really think about that acceptance piece having that personal acceptance for yourself. And how do we get that? How do we really move forward with that? And, you know, I think it's, you know, it's all about, you know, seeing ourselves clearly, understanding the value we bring, looking at the gifts that we have, you know, the God's gifts that we have, that we have, that we're good at, the things that we can do, the things that we bring to the table, the things that other people might not necessarily have those same gifts, being able to identify those, see those for what they are, understand those. Those are very important aspects of our life, and being able to see those aspects clearly is very important. Also looking at the love that we can generate for ourselves and seeing the value of why we're here. Okay, we're here on this planet to have a life that we're supposed to live, that we're supposed to learn a bunch of lessons and stuff and learn and grow and progress and be the best we can possibly be and all these great things happening. And this is positive, but there's a reason why we're here, and understanding and seeing that. You don't not know the actual reason. You might not have the actual purpose drawn out as a mission statement on your wall at your office, right? But you know that there's a value to your life. And, you know, we have value even when we're not doing something. That's the key, too, that's so hard for a lot of us to understand, is that even if we're not doing something, we have value. And that's something that's really cool. Even if we're not doing something, we have value. And that's for us to really kind of analyze and understand. And that's a powerful place to be, too. Because then we can understand that we do have value in and of itself. We do have value in and of itself. And in the idea of us being alive and living and breathing, that's value. And then understanding, you know, I think many of you give acceptance to others. You accept others for who they are and that sort of thing. And you accept them. And, you know, looking for that same type of acceptance when it comes to you and other people, that's a very valuable place to be. And being able to see that acceptance and understanding that acceptance. And that's something that we really want to get to as well. So it's like being able to understand that, being able to see that and have that healthy approach. And then also looking at those times where we're trying to make things right for other people when it's not ours to make right. I think that sometimes we see it as trying to help. I think sometimes we're meddling. We have to be very careful on the limitation of helping versus meddling. What's the difference? You know, how do we know that we're doing this stuff altruistically? How do we know that we're doing this stuff because we're people-pleasing or maybe being codependent? Again, I want you to think about, nobody can make you happy. I mean, like, you know, I mean, they can't just, oh, they made me so happy, they made me so happy. Well, you know, okay, but if you're letting somebody make you happy, you can also make somebody allow them to make you upset and sad too. I mean, because then if you're giving them that power, you're giving them ultimate power over other things as well. And so therefore, these are things that we have to look at, because when we're giving this type of power away, we're giving this type of power away. And that's something that we need to analyze. That's something that we need to analyze and think about. You know, but it's like, okay, how much approval do we need? And then also, are we able to garner approval from ourselves? That's a big piece. Are we able to garner approval from ourselves? Okay, first thought. If you say no, why? Why are you not able to get approval? Why do you feel like you're not good enough? Why are you not valuable enough? These are big questions. Why are you not valuable enough? Why aren't you good enough? These are questions. Because why aren't you just as good as other people? Why? Where is the value? You know, why can't we see the value that we have within ourselves? And I want you to start analyzing that, looking at the God-given talents that you have. Look at the things that you bring to the table. Look at you as an individual and start analyzing that, because that acceptance piece can get us out of this people-pleasing piece. Because if I accept myself, then I begin to analyze and see my value. And then if somebody doesn't see my value, then I'm not going to really have a lot of time for that. I'm going to sit there and I'll see it for the moment. I might not be ecstatic about it, but over time I'm going to let it go. It's not going to be something that's going to plague me for a period of time. And that's what I want you to really think about, is not being plagued about it, you know, letting that go, being able to let that go, you know, that approval. You know, because in the end, it's like when you start realizing your value, just because somebody doesn't like you, it's not a big deal. It's almost like it begins to become actually something good, because if they're treating you like that or they don't like you, then move on. You don't have time for that. It's almost like just being able to, like, really just filter out people, and sometimes people can filter themselves out, and that can be helpful because life, you don't have unlimited amount of time all the time to hang out with every single person on the planet, so you got to make sure that you pick the right people that you really want to spend time with that really understand you and understand your value, and that's ultimate, and an ultimate consideration to think about. Stay tuned when I return. I'll be talking more about this, you know, just giving some more tips and tricks on how to really analyze this and how to make this work to our advantage, but also just how to live true. You know, ultimately, it's about living true. Ultimately, it's about doing what's right for us. Ultimately, that's what's most important. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about acceptance, people-pleasing, being authentic, doing that, trying to get people to like us, and all those types of things, and realizing, what's the reason why? Do I genuinely want this person to like me, or is it because I want people to like me just because it makes me feel better, or because if I do these things for people, I'll get their acceptance, or my life has value? And being able to separate the life has value, being able to separate the acceptance piece, you know, that's important, because once we accept ourselves, all of a sudden things get a little easier. Because before I really had self-acceptance, I wanted everybody else's acceptance. You know, when I look back at the family dynamic, I wanted my mom's acceptance, my dad's acceptance, and I think many of us, you know, still have a parent that we don't feel like that we've actually gotten that acceptance from, and so we're still holding out, we're still wanting it. And we're still looking at it and still trying to find it in other ways. And I think that this is very interesting. And I think that that, you know, kind of, you know, catapults into other relationships, and it makes us question things, and it makes us analyze things, and that acceptance is something that's so important for us to have. And that goes back to a lot of things. You know, when we start thinking about life in general, we start thinking about the way that we live our life and how we do things. And so I just want us to see, you know, if we are trying to become friends with somebody that's not seeing our value, we really have to look at that. Are they seeing our value? If they're not seeing our value, why do we want to continue to walk down that path? Why do we want to continue to try to get their acceptance and their attention? Because to me, if somebody doesn't see your value and you're doing you, you're being authentic, you're being conscientious, you're being socially aware, you're being personally aware, you're being, you know, all those things are you're doing, you're showing, you're magnifying, you're doing, that's who you are, then why wouldn't that person see your value? And if they don't, they either don't see their value or they don't see yours. And so what's the point of continuing to walk down that path? Now, people that do see your value, it's great. And if you see their value, that's great. That's awesome. That's a great relationship. That's a great friendship. That's a great, you know, interaction there. And being able to have more of those interactions, more of those types of relationships, is what really catapults our life into a better position. It really takes us to the next level. It really takes us into having a well-rounded relationships with multiple people and having that friendship and having that connection. And so that's where I want us to be at. But really looking at those old triggers, looking at that acceptance. Is there an acceptance piece that you're still holding out for? And are you kind of looking at that when you meet people? And that's something good too to think about. Like, if you still feel like you haven't gotten a parental acceptance, being analyzing that. But first off, analyzing, have I found acceptance for myself? And really going back through some of the stuff that I just talked about earlier to be able to find that acceptance and be able to see your value. Because once you ultimately begin to see that sparkle of value, you begin to realize, hey, okay, I am valuable. You know, and then not in a narcissistic way, but in a value way, but just in an awareness way, just in a reality freedom type way. And that can go so far to not only helping self-esteem and self-worth, but it also gets you to realize where you're looking for acceptance from other people and why. And seeing yourself walking down that pathway, analyzing, is this really somebody that I want to spend time with? Do they have the same values as I do and that sort of thing? Or is this just a loop that I'm in, just trying to get this acceptance or this friendship to make myself feel better? Okay, and so these are the questions we have to ask. I hope that you like the show. Please share it with family and friends. You can share the Spreaker link or the iHeart link or the Apple podcast link with your friends and family. Also, don't forget we have YouTube. We put up new video content up not every day, but mostly every day on YouTube. So you go to Ashley Burgess on YouTube or Life Coach Ashley Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S. And then also check out the website if you want to learn more information, as well as if you want to set up a coaching session with me and start working with me. You can just go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com. Click on coaching sessions and you can set up a session, either 30, 60, or 90 minutes to start with, and we can begin to work together. In the meantime, you know, looking at personal acceptance, looking at yourself, seeing your value, analyzing that, being able to appreciate that. These are valuable pieces of life. And then being able to look at all the interactions from other people and start understanding what you need to do to not only better your life, but the things that you can change that no longer serve you. And then being able to really focus on the friendships and relationships that you both see each other's value and that you actually bring value to their life and they bring value to your life. And so these are the valuable pieces that we can have the takeaways from and the things that can actually bring us joy. And in the meantime, really think about that. We want to look through our actions. We want to understand why we do things. We want to also end any sort of cycle or patterns that no longer serve us and that no longer benefit us. And sometimes some of them have never benefit us, so some of those we just need to let go. And other things we need to really tackle and understand. So in the meantime, think about that. Analyze those relationships. Find your personal acceptance. Begin to find that as we find our personal acceptance, we begin to really see things much more clearly than before. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives. With me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Well, you know, yeah, I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.